Can you explain to me as if I were in primary school, what is an electron microscope and what does it do?
Oh, it's awesome. It's a really amazing tool. It actually, if you know a light microscope, it's very similar to that, where you, instead of using light, where you visualize your sample, use electrons. So imagine that you are blind, you can't see anything. So you're feeling across the surface to see what you can find and the details that you can, the information that you can obtain. Now, the electrons are basically working in that same way. It's being predicted from a field emission gun, which generates a high beam of electrons, and that brushes over your sample and sends signals back to a detector that can then show you exactly the surface height variations of your sample, and then eventually actually visualize that into an image that gives you the idea of the 3D image that you're actually seeing.
So how I'm trying to be from a perspective of not knowing what even a light microscope is. So the light microscope is just your standard, what you would see on most stereotypical lab benches, right? It's just the one that you picture a person in a white lab coat looking through, and they've got that glass slide. That's the light microscope.
Usually the one you get it introduced to very early on in your science. Yes.
And how big is a usual electron microscope for comparison?
Okay, that is quite huge. very much bigger than a normal light microscope. I don't even know how many times bigger, but it needs its own corner within a room. So just to give you an idea.
So larger than an average person, probably.
It is. It's as tall as I am, and I am 1.53 meters. Uh-huh. So it's a big thing to use. And there's a lot of components in there that's very important for proper image quality. Where a light microscope, usually it's very simple. You have your light source, you have your lenses that projects the light and focuses on the sample. With the electron microscope, you have all that, but you have additional things like condensers and windows that protects the detector, and a vacuum that seals the chamber and helps to control the electron beam. Yeah, so there's a lot of components there that is additional to the standard microscope.
Sure.
And even now, I don't even know, there's so much progress with the electron microscope that it's ever changing. It's like the engineers are figuring out new ways of improving the quality and preventing damage to samples that are usually difficult to analyze. So if you go on Google, it's a field that you go into, that there's just new news picking up and